Okay, so today's little pep talk is going to be a bit about not getting too stuck in that introspection. So I do think it's really important, but I also think sometimes you just need to try something on. Sometimes you've got to commit to trying something for a bit in just kind of seeing how it feels, giving it a run, giving it a good go, rather than sort of trying it for 30 seconds and then abandoning it altogether. So I want you to, as you move through this week, not get too bogged down in this idea of defining yourself, but around the idea of giving yourself a starting point. So I really loved when I started a lot of those delicious watercolory blends and things like that. And you'll notice I don't really give them a lot of time anymore, but that's because I've allowed things to kind of evolve over time. But you need to give things a little bit of a go, because if you decide this week you're going to do something and then you decide next week you're going to do something completely different, you're not going to actually give it any room to improve. So you do need to give it some time. Okay, so we're trying to find a bit of a balance here, which may sound a little contradictory, where yesterday I'm like, go inward, reflect, connect the dots. I want you to do that, but I also want you to be moving through that, which is why this week I'm going to be encouraging you to do it, but I'm also going to be encouraging you to actually draw a line in the sand and make some decisions about what the things are that you're going to move forward with. So we've looked at all the different pieces, we've looked at what kind of mediums you'd like to work with, what kind of art you'd like to create, what kind of lettering you'd like to do, and now it's time to actually put some of that down on paper and decide which direction you're going to go in with it. I want you to give yourself permission to lock this in for a specific amount of time. And I'm going to leave that up to you, because I don't want to be super prescriptive about that. I want you to sit with what feels good for you, to feel like it would be a happy place to come back and reevaluate it in X amount of time. So today's workbook is to actually try something out. So make a decision about a thing that you're going to try to incorporate into your lettering, or a medium you're going to use, or some kind of thing that you're going to lean into a little more heavily, to write it down in your notebook, and also to write down some kind of timeline for when you want to revisit that. And I'm going to ask you to actually set a reminder in your calendar to come back and have a look at that in that time period. I think that kind of process of reflection is amazing for acknowledging the ways that we have evolved as artists. It's so easy to be so critical on ourselves and to think that we're not making any steps forward, and you know, we're not getting any better at the thing we wanted to do. And sometimes when we come back and actually look at the art we were creating 12 months ago, or even 6 months ago, it gives us such a good opportunity to see the ways we have grown. So today's creative prompt is try it on, because that's what I want you to do. I want you just to choose something, commit to trying it for a little bit, and just choose something. Choose a starting point. You're allowed to let it evolve, and you're allowed to let it kind of shift and grow and enjoy the process. But I want you to draw a line in the sand today, make some decisions about what feels good. It doesn't have to be huge, but it does need to be a starting point.